I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigeria is back on the U.S. State Department's Countries of Particular Concern list. President Donald Trump announced the change via social media on Friday. The designation is long overdue. Islamic extremists and Fulani militants have killed thousands of Christians in recent years. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA explains what the CPC designation actually means.
It gives the administration a pretty big toolbox of possible options that they can bring to bear, both carrots and sticks, to try to move a country, move a government towards better protection of religious freedom.
Nigeria's government insists that it guarantees religious freedom. However, the years of violence and lack of decisive intervention say otherwise. Pray for relief for persecuted Christians and for more soul-to-Paul conversions among the persecutors. And women across the Middle East and North Africa are finding their voice in Christ. Elizabeth Lawrence is a gospel worker to the region. She says the MENA has the widest gender gaps in the world and also deep violence against women. Yet when Jesus reveals himself, everything changes.
Jesus comes and he brings value and love and transformation. And women who meet Christ in this space are unstoppable for Jesus. They fall in love with him and they begin to tell others about him.
Because of the low status, women are often unnoticed in gospel efforts. As Christ transforms their hearts, they also pass his love to their children. And this makes a gateway to families, drawing husbands and children toward Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to dare to believe. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.